Hi, everyone. This is Sharon Rhodes again from Time for You. And today is day two of our series of podcasts that we're looking at essential oils. These days, everybody's getting into essential oils. And so we're going to look at what they are. We talked about that in the earlier podcast and some of the uses that they had in ancient times. And today we're going to answer the question, are all essential oils created equally? So I'll answer this two ways. From the purely scientific perspective, if we look at the act of creation, then all plants were created initially perfectly. And so therefore, the essential oils that the plants produce would be equal. That was a long time ago, and many things have happened since then to our soil, to our seeds, to our farming practices. And so the answer to the question, are all oils, essential oils created equally today, would have to be a resounding no. And let me explain why. In order for essential oils to have the energy and the life force that they have in the plant before they are harvested from the plant, they have to be grown in pristine soil. No pesticides, no fertilizers. It has to have proper nutrients. And it's really hard to find soil like that in today's world, particularly in the United States. Even before the seeds are planted into that soil, the seed itself has to be original, authentic, not modified in any way. And again, it's more and more challenging these days to find pure, perfect seeds. So the seeds, the planting, the growing mechanisms, they need to have the proper light, the proper moisture, the proper growing time. They need to be harvested at the appropriate time when the essential oil levels are the highest in the plant. And then once they're harvested, they need to be properly dried and cared for. And then most essential oils are steam distilled, and they need to be properly distilled at the right temperature for the right, at the right pressure for the right amount of time. They also need to be tested throughout this process to ensure that nothing has gone awry. So all of these things go into the answer, are all essential oils created equally today? So here are the questions that I would encourage you to ask of anyone or any company that you're considering to buy essential oils from. Number one, how long has the company been in business for the purpose of selling essential oils? Number two, do they grow their own plants? Do they own their own farms? Number three, do they distill their oils in their own distilleries? In other words, do they manage that distillation process? Or do they simply buy vats of liquid from other distillers that are labeled with an essential oil name? If they have co-op or partner farms, do they hold those co-op and partner farms to the same standards for purity and authenticity so that everyone is producing the same quality of essential oil? Is the growing process controlled? Are people that understand the growing process involved in the growing process? Or once again, are plant materials or distilled plants simply bought in bulk? and then bottled and labeled. Is the if they own their distilleries, what is the shape of the top of the cooker, the distillery? Is it a cone or is it a dome? Almost every single distiller uses a dome top. There is one company that uses a cone top because it was discovered that that shape allows the maximum amount of essential oil particles to drop into the distillation process. And here's a really critical one. Are the essential oils tested throughout the process? The seed, from the seed to the planting, to the soil, to the growing process, to the harvesting process, the distillation process, the bottling process, how many tests are run? Of all the essential oil companies that I'm aware of, only one company runs 20 tests throughout the process. And those tests are conducted both in-house by company scientists and experts and chemists, as well as by third-party testing. Now, one of the labs that that company uses is CNRS in France. The other labs that are used are used for forensic testing and used by people who work in Scotland Yard and the FBI. So the identity of those labs is maintained secure. It's not published. But there is third-party testing. So those are the questions to ask. How many tests is a real important question. Some of the tests that I refer to when I talk about those 20 tests are the gas chromatography mass spectrometry, or GCMS. Now, most essential oil companies do run this test, and some will actually provide copies of the test results. This test simply separates the individual molecule compounds, all of the many, many, many tiny molecules in an essential oil, so that they can be analyzed and detected to make sure that what's in there is supposed to be in there. There's also a test to see if there is any non-organic material in the essential oil. And that's a test that not every essential oil company does. There's a very important test called an inductively coupled plasma, ICP-MS test, that measures metals in the oil. And it can detect one bad molecule in a billion good molecules. It's like finding one drop of bad water in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. That's a really important test because one drop or one molecule of metal can affect how that essential oil works for you, its effectiveness. The Fourier transform infrared test measures the chemical bonds within the compounds. So you can see these tests are very sophisticated, and most companies do not perform these tests. The isotope ratio mass spectrometry, or IRMS, helps to monitor and detect the presence of synthetics, another really important test, because an oil can have all the molecules in it that it's supposed to have, but if synthetics have been added or somehow gotten into the oil, then that's going to affect the efficacy of that oil. So, what company is it that I'm talking about? I've used essential oils for over 15 years, and I've tried other brands, and I've bought them from health food stores, grocery stores, specialty stores. I've bought them from different companies online. I've studied about essential oils. I've visited the farms where essential oils are grown. I've visited the distilleries of essential oil, where essential oils are distilled. I've seen the testing process from outside of the laboratory. And there's only one company that can answer all of these questions, yes. There's only one company that I now allow purchase those oils and allow those oils into my home, because I have proven to myself over the last 15 years that these oils truly are the most authentic, the most pure, and the most effective essential oils that I can buy. And so that company is Young Living Essential Oils. I would like to share with you that I am also an independent distributor of Young Living Essential Oils. So full disclosure here, that is a choice that I did not make in the beginning. I only made that choice to share information about the oils long after I had been using them and long after I had studied them and gained the knowledge and the understanding and the appreciation of all the many things that go into producing pure, authentic essential oils. And I'll just say one more thing before I close. The heart of this company, Young Living, is truly its members. It's the people that use the oils. This company is about helping people live healthier, happier, richer lives. And so it's not about profit. It's about helping other people. And so that mission resonates with me. The mission of wellness, purpose, and abundance in all things, health, happiness, joy, mental stability, outlook, as well as financial, all of that resonates with me. And so I share this with you today in an effort to educate and empower you so that if you too are thinking about trying essential oils, or maybe if you're using some essential oils now and not getting results that you would like, or hopefully not, but maybe you've used essential oils in the past and had a horrifying experience, it's probably because you were not using 100% pure, authentic essential oils. It could also be maybe you didn't know how to use them. Maybe you used too much. Maybe you didn't use enough. Maybe you used them incorrectly. And so all of these things go into our decision whether to use essential oils, which essential oils to use, and how to use them. Time for You is all about educating and empowering others, not only in a healthy life, to live a healthier lifestyle, but also to help you make the right choices for you, including which essential oils to use, if you want to use essential oils, how to use them, when to use them, why to use them. And so that's what this series of podcast is all about. I hope this information has been helpful for you today. Check back, because we have lots more to talk about regarding essential oils. So if you like these podcasts, follow us and be sure to share them with your friends. If you'd like to know more information, feel free to visit my website, www.timeforyou.net. Until next time, this is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You, signing out and saying, always remember to take time for you.